There are moments when the weight of life does not arrive all at once, but settles in slowly, quietly, until you realize you are carrying more than you were ever meant to hold on your own. It builds in layers, the responsibilities you cannot set down, the expectations you feel compelled to meet, the quiet demands that follow you home when the day should have ended hours ago. And somewhere in the middle of that, almost without noticing, you begin to reach for something, anything, that might soften the edges of what you are feeling, even if only for a moment. This past week has felt like that for me. I have been teaching law enforcement recruits full-time, pouring into something I genuinely love, while still carrying the full weight of my regular schedule. The days have been long and mentally demanding, and by the time I walk through my front door, there is still a life waiting that does not slow down simply because I am tired. There are things to tend to, decisions to make, and a quiet house that somehow holds both rest and the weight I brought in with me, with no one else to carry it. And even when the day finally ends, rest does not come easily. The exhaustion is there, but so is everything else. The thoughts that refuse to settle, the mental replay of what still needs to be done, the quiet awareness that tomorrow is already waiting. Sleep becomes inconsistent, and even when it comes, it does not fully restore. In those moments, when everything around me is finally still, it becomes even clearer how difficult it can be to quiet my mind long enough to sit with God in any meaningful way. And when it feels that difficult, it becomes easier to reach for something else instead. Even writing this has not come easily. It has taken intention to sit down, to find the time, to gather the clarity to say something honest when it would have been easier to avoid it altogether. That alone says more than I would like, because it reveals something I would rather ignore. Because if I am being honest, I have not always turned to God first in the middle of it all. I have reached for food, not out of hunger, but out of a quiet need to feel something different than what I was carrying. I have picked up my phone and scrolled without purpose, letting minutes slip into longer stretches of time. Not because there was anything there worth seeing, but because it gave my mind somewhere else to go. None of it feels like a deliberate choice to turn away from God. It rarely does. It feels more like a tired reflex, a small shift toward what is easiest in the moment. And yet, even as I do it, there is a quiet awareness underneath it all that it is not what I need. There is a difference between distraction and comfort, and the soul recognizes it. Distraction may quiet things for a moment, but it does not steady anything or carry what we are holding. It simply delays the moment when we have to face what is still there. Scripture gently calls us back to what is real. In Psalm 46:1, we are reminded that God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. A refuge is not a temporary escape. It is a place of covering, of steadiness, and of actual help. It is where the weight we are carrying is no longer ours alone. The tension is not that we seek relief, it is that we often settle for something that only resembles it. We build small habits that promise comfort but cannot sustain it, and over time, they quietly become our instinct. Not because we believe they are better, but because they are easier to reach for in the moment. And still, they leave us unchanged, because they were never meant to hold what we are asking them to carry. This is where the invitation of Jesus meets us right where we are. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Not when everything has been handled well. Not when every choice has been the right one. Right there, in the middle of the weariness, in the middle of the moments where we have already tried to manage it on our own. Coming to him does not always look the way we think it should. It is often quiet and unpolished. It may be choosing stillness when everything in us wants noise. It may be opening scripture when our minds feel scattered. It may be a simple, honest prayer that does not try to sound right, but simply says, "I am overwhelmed, and I cannot carry this well right now." What I am learning is that God does not meet me only when I come to him first. He meets me when I come to him honestly. Even after I have reached for other things, even after I have tried to distract myself from what I am feeling, he is still there, unchanged, steady, and willing to hold what I could not. He does not meet me with anger or disappointment, but with mercy that is already waiting for me. Lamentations 3:22-23, Hebrews 4:16. That kind of grace does not push me away. It draws me back. And maybe that is where the shift begins. Not in suddenly getting it right every time, but in noticing sooner. In recognizing the moment when we start to reach for something that cannot actually help us, and gently turning back instead. In allowing that awareness to grow until over time, our first instinct begins to change. Because what we are looking for in those moments is not wrong. We are looking for relief, for rest, for something that steadies what feels unsettled inside us. Those are real needs. They were just never meant to be met by anything that cannot truly hold them. God is not asking us to carry it better. He is asking us to come. And if you find yourself reaching for other things first, you are not alone in that. You are simply being invited, again, to return to the only place where your soul can truly rest. Lord, you see the weight I am carrying, even the parts I try to manage quietly on my own. You know the stress, the exhaustion, and the ways I reach for quick comfort instead of turning to you. Forgive me for the times I settle for distraction when you are offering true rest. Teach my heart to come to you first, especially in the moments when I feel too tired to do it well. Draw me back when I wander, and remind me that your presence is not something I have to earn, but something you freely give. Replace my restlessness with your peace, my striving with your rest, and my distractions with a deeper awareness of you. Help me to trust that what you offer is enough, not just in theory, but in the moments when I need it most. In Jesus' name, amen.